Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A bill packed with social media protections for children passed the Minnesota House, but not before Democrats brought up an amendment related to assault weapons. Republicans tried unsuccessfully to block the amendment, requiring social media companies to report to the BCA any threats posted online. DFL Representative Andy Smith of Rochester.
Being so committed to no legislation about guns, to the point where you are having objections to Meta reporting to BCA when they see a potential mass shooting that could happen, is simply unfathomable to me.
The bill plus the amendment passed on a 132-2 vote. Republican author Peggy Scott of Andover.
This bill is going to do a lot to protect our kids, and there's a lot more going forward that we can do. I think this is an excellent start. And I'm so gratified that it's such a bipartisan effort.
A similar bill in the Senate is expected to have a committee hearing today. The U.S. House is scheduled to vote today on a bill that would allow year-round sales of E15 nationwide. Brian Werner of the Minnesota Biofuels Association says medium-sized refiners pushed to get the measure pulled from the skinny farm bill last month.
They realized they didn't have the votes to kill it, and so instead they went to leadership and asked for a further delay. The clock is ticking, and you know we've got a commitment for a vote on the 13th, and hopeful that that vote will still take place and that you know we'll have a strong bipartisan vote in support of it.
Authorities in northeastern Minnesota are investigating a deadly boat crash on Lake Vermilion. St. Louis County authorities responded to the boat accident and several people being thrown into the water Tuesday evening near Manbeck Island. Deputies say three people rescued were taken to a Duluth hospital. First responders tried to save a fourth victim, but they died at the scene. The Minnesota Timberwolves are down 3-2 in the Western Conference semifinals to the Spurs. Anthony Edwards says they didn't play well in last night's 126-97 loss in San Antonio.
Not knowing a game plan, executing on offense. We know they're going to come out and be physical defensively. We know how to go against that. And then us defensively, we know our coverage is what we're supposed to be doing when they're in pick and roll. And I think we're just not doing it enough.
Edwards led Minnesota with 20 points. The Wolves face elimination in Game 6 Friday night at Target Center. And the Minnesota Wild will try to stave off elimination tonight in Game 5 at the Avalanche. Colorado won Game 4 Monday night 5-2 to take a 3-1 series lead. Wild coach John Hines announced that both Joel Eriksson Ek and Jonas Brodin will miss the game due to injury and didn't make the trip to Denver. This is MNN.